FIS process. Here we go into detail on the steps in the final assembly scheduling process, as shown in Exhibit 4-124. Exhibit 4-124. FIS process steps. FIS schedules the operations required to complete the product from the level where it is stocked, or master scheduled, to the end item level. An important distinction is that the master production schedule, MPS, is the anticipated build schedule while the FIS is the actual build schedule. Step 1 is the customer order. FIS schedules only things that are actually ordered. No forecasting is involved. Step 2 is a capacity check, and this usually occurs at the rough cut capacity planning level. Step 3 for make to order, MTO, involves determining raw material availability. Since customers have considerable influence over the final design, MTO production has higher risks of production disruptions than assemble to order, ITO. Step 3 for ITO involves determining module or component availability. Since customers have no influence to customize the modules or components themselves, this reduces risks of production disruptions. ITO organizations may use a two-level MPS to help with order promising at this point. Step 4 is where the FIS is created. Step 5 involves ensuring that the production totals in the FIS are within the overall constraints set in the MPS. For MTO, this is ensuring that raw materials or semi-finished components match production targets. For ITO, it is the same, except that it looks at modules or features. Collecting order specifications. The sources of demand to be considered in the FIS depend on the purpose of the FIS. For MTO and ITO manufacturing, customer orders could come from any point of contact with the customer. For example, online orders. Orders at retail stores. For example, an order for custom blinds entered with the assistance of a sales representative or through a kiosk, or from contractors through bids that have been accepted by a customer. The FIS can also be used in the distribution system. For example, bulk goods that are assembled into smaller package sizes after orders come in. In this case, the customer may be a retailer or other supply chain intermediary. Order specifications for MTO will need to have associated constraints, such as raw material types or a maximum length or width that can be ordered. These constraints could be based on raw material availability or dimensions, engineering requirements, and/or production equipment limitations. There should also be a process of ensuring that custom orders can be produced while maintaining profitability. Materials with longer lead times could be disclosed to the customer to enable informed selection. Ordering systems can have these constraints built into the order form. Here are some examples of types of MTO order specifications. Choice of raw materials, for example, fabric. Size, grade, and aesthetics. Paint or finish. Packaging and customized services, for example, transportation mode. Order specifications for ITO will be much simpler, since there will be a limited number of options that are themselves not subject to customer influence. Here are examples of ITO order specifications, modules or features selected, size, grade, color, finishes, etc. built into the options. Packaging, for example, number of items per unit, and service options. Determining capacity required. In addition to reviewing critical work center capacity against the load that the final assembly schedule represents, it is also important for planners to review current external sources of supply for items not kept in inventory in the required quantity. Two-level MPS and ITP/CTP. Customer order promising information uses some version of available to promise, ITP, or capable to promise, CTP. For make to stock, the ITP or CTP information in the master schedule grid, plus possibly information on inventory in the supply chain, is all that is needed. However, for make to order, MTO, or assemble to order, ITO, this level of ITP and CTP information is not specific enough to ensure reliable order promising. Customer order promising can be unreliable because the MPS is based on a planning bill of material, BOM, that defines an average unit. There could be uncertainty in component availability for a specific component or module. A common reason this could occur is if lead times for component production vary considerably, such as because lot sizes are small. One way that ITO operations, and possibly MTO operations, improve order promising and also enable larger lot sizes is to use a two-level MPS. A two-level MPS is a system that runs an MPS for a planning bill of material, BOM, at the master scheduling level, and then uses the final assembly schedule, FIS, of each configuration of options plus a second level of master scheduling grids for components to set the exact end items to build once the components to assemble are known given actual customer orders. This results in two planning systems that need to be synchronized and integrated. One result integrating will be to enable reliable order promising in ITO or MTO. In this case, the FIS system will need to calculate ITP or CTP for each specific option desired by the customer. The ITO / MTO order promising process is as follows. Check ITP for the final assembly schedule to determine ITP for planning bill common parts. Check the ITP data for each option the customer wants. If steps 1 and 2 have sufficient ITP for the order in that period, book the order. If not, check the next period out, and so on, until the common parts and the parts for all selected options are sufficient. Exhibit 4-125 shows a planning bill for our motorcycle manufacturer. Note that common parts have zero safety stock, but options do have safety stock. Safety stock can be promised to orders, so these will impact option level ITP calculations. Exhibit 4-125. Planning bill of material for product family B. Exhibit 4-126 shows a final assembly schedule for family B motorcycles. It uses level production and a lot size of 50 units. Note that it looks a lot like a master schedule, except that the top line says production plan, and it has a final assembly schedule, FIS, line rather than an MPS line. The projected available balance, PIB, is calculated in this case as the beginning or prior period PIB plus the FIS, less the customer orders for each row. Discrete ITP is the beginning inventory for the first period plus the FIS, less the sum of customer orders before the next MPS. Due to the level schedule, this is just the customer orders for that period. Exhibit 4-126. Final assembly schedule for family B 750900cc parallel twin motorcycle. Exhibit 4-127 shows a master schedule for one of the options listed in the prior planning bill, a 900cc parallel twin engine option. Since this option was forecast as 40% of demand going to this engine type, the demand for this option is forecast as 20 units per period. 0.4x 50 units equals 20 units. This option has safety stock of 10 units and is produced in lots of 60 units. The discrete ITP for the first period is 27 units and includes the 10 units of safety stock from the beginning inventory. ITP period 1 is calculated as 10 units beginning inventory plus 60 units MPS minus the sum of customer orders before the next MPS. 23 plus 20 equals 43. 10 plus 60 43 equals 27 units ITP. A second MPS is scheduled in period 3 since the PIB would have dropped to 7 units, below the 10-unit safety stock minimum. Note, this organization chose to use the greater of customer order or forecast when calculating PIB. Exhibit 4-127. Master production schedule for family B 900cc parallel twin engine. A component master schedule can accommodate both safety stock and variations in lot sizes. This allows the organization to avoid overplanning for the family in general or carrying large amounts of common component safety stock. They instead generate safety stocks just for various options and can set the safety stock levels of each option appropriately. Similarly, they can ensure a production run is efficient by setting the lot size appropriately. Let's say that a dealership customer wants to order 10 units of family B motorcycles that have the 900cc parallel twin engines and a touring pack. Since there is no ITP in period 1 for the common parts, Exhibit 4-126, the salesperson checks for delivery in period 2. The salesperson first views the ITP information in the Family B Motorcycle 750900cc parallel twin final assembly schedule and discovers that 10 units are available to be promised in period 2. This ensures that all common parts will be available for this order. Then the salesperson checks the family B 900cc parallel twin engine MPS and discovers that 27 units are ITP. The period 1 value is used for period 2 ITP. Then the salesperson will check the master schedule for the touring pack, not shown, and if this has at least 10 units ITP for period 2, then the order can be booked. Placing this order will increase the customer orders line and reduce the PIB and ITP values for the corresponding master schedules. Developing the FIS. Creating the FIS to support the demand plan involves determining the necessary operations and scheduling their sequence. and FIS becomes the final set of requirements for material requirements planning. In addition, the FIS will drive detailed scheduling at work centers. The FIS at the detailed scheduling level needs to address when orders are due. Forward, backward, or hybrid forms of scheduling will be used at work centers to determine when operations should be initiated to meet the due date. The work center orders will include pick lists for parts and an indented bill of material or product structure that indicates the sequence of operations to develop subassemblies, final assembly steps, painting or finishing steps, and packaging steps.